And local news, a warning has been issued from council not to swim or collect shellfish in our harbour for the next 2 days after treated wastewater was accidentally released on the incoming tide on Wednesday and Thursday this week. Although the wastewater plant is consented to release treated wastewater on the incoming tide when the system is overloaded, there had been no heavy rain event prior to the release, and Waikato District Council says it was an accident caused by corrupt software within the computer system. This problem also meant the normal alarm system wasn't triggered and staff weren't made aware of the issue for some time. Unfortunately, a manual shutdown on Wednesday night also failed, so the treated wastewater was released to the incoming tide again on Thursday morning. There are still questions about how these failures occurred. And a councillor, Lisa Thompson, alerted staff after finding out about the release via a combination of Facebook and word of mouth, but is encouraging residents to call her directly on her phone 021 179 8256 if they ever have any concerns that this might be happening again. Local marine scientist Shaw Mead from ECO says that according to their observations, the wastewater will unfortunately travel down the town side of the harbour inlet past the wharf, but council is reminding people that it is treated wastewater and not raw sewage out there at the moment. Elsewhere, Lost Tribe Aotearoa have been featured in Rolling Stone Australia magazine this month. In a decently long article, Rolling Stone described the band as having an infectious sound mixed with touches of blues, ska, rock and hip-hop. They shared their video of their latest track, Io, which is the te reo version of their original hit, Irie, and also showed the news that they were playing at Meatstock next February. Meatstock is the annual celebration of meat and music at Mystery Creek near Hamilton, and they'll be sharing the stage with the likes of Shehard, Catch a Fire and the Black Seeds over the weekend of the 24th and 25th of February. Well, Networks is upgrading Raglan's electric vehicle charger next week. The charger by the town hall will be offline for 3 days while it is upgraded from a 50 kilowatt to a 60 kilowatt charger, capable of charging two vehicles at once. This means it will be out of action from 7 a.m. on Monday the 16th to 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 18th. And lastly, Extreme Zero Waste is reminding us that today is the last day to submit to a Waipa District Council against plans for a waste-to-energy plant in Te Awamutu. The waste-to-energy industry is using its corporate muscle to try to get a foothold in New Zealand, and this is the latest of several attempts to get an industry going that critics say is not actually good for the environment or for local economies, where resource recovery centres like Extreme Zero Waste employ up to 40 people in our small community. Submissions can be made via a link on Extreme's Facebook page. And that is the Raglan News for Friday the 13th of October 2023.